We are learning with Sechna Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, and we're starting the brand new Perek Chelek from the most famous Perokim in Gan Shas. And Perek Chelek has a lot of Agarata, talking about a lot of different interesting things. And it starts off with the Musig of Kol Yisro Yashem Chelek Olam Haba. And just quickly, very quickly, to mention that the Machlekes are showing him what exactly is Olam Haba. According to the Rambam, Olam Haba is Olam HaNeshamos. That means when someone dies, they put his guf in the ground, and the neshama goes up to Shemayim, goes somewhere, and where those neshamas go, the Olam HaNeshamos, that's called Olam Haba. In that Olam, there's a Schar V'Einish, that's what Olam Haba is. According to other Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, and Sebastian the Gemara, like there's other Rishonim, is Olam Haba is the Olam after Tchias HaMesim. That means after a person dies, goes up to Olam HaNeshamos, we call that Gan Eden and Gan Gehenim, we'll call that. And then after that, when after Mashiach comes, there'll be Tchias HaMesim, and after Tchias HaMesim, there'll be Olam Haba. Be like the next world, that's what Olam Haba means. So it's a chalikus, a very fundamental chalikus, Rambam and other Rishonim, what exactly is Olam Haba. But we're going to go mostly like the Rishonim hold, Olam Haba is the life after Tchias HaMesim. Zokta Mishta, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, every single person in Klal Yisrael gets a chelek, a portion of Olam Haba, Shadams in the Basik, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz, Netzem Atoi, Ma'isi Yodav L'Isbar, that we are the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what do you see in this Pasuk that every person in Klal Yisrael will get Olam Haba? It says, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, everyone's Tzadikim, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz. They will be Yirshu Oretz Lo'olam. Now, a person dies. So it must be Lo'olam Haba. So, according to the other Rishonim, very geshmak, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz, because it means that after Tchias HaMesim, they're going to be on the Oretz, and they're going to be here Lo'olam. According to the Rambam, it's more of like a mashal. That's what the Rishonim speaks out. For the Rambam, it's a mashal Eretz, because not really Eretz, Olam HaNeshamos. What's Eretz? Baal Kaponim, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz. Ve'ilu, so it's called Yisrael Yisrael Mechelek Ba, but there's some exceptions. Ve'ilu, She'ilu Mechelek Olam Ba, Ho'im Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Someone says that there's no Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Which Rashi says, he believes in Tchias HaMesim, but he says there's no remez in the Torah for this. And that, according to Rashi, it's a big chiddush, he's called a kaifer. If he does not believe that Tchias HaMesim is midaraisi from the Torah, he's called a kaifer. Ve'in Torah min Hashemayim, or he denies that there's Torah min Hashemayim, or a vapi kairis. We'll see what vapi kairis means. All these three are considered, people do not get Leilam Ba, they're all considered kaiferim. Rabbi Kiva Imer, they call heretics. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Afa Kairei B'Svar Machetzoinim. Even if you read Svar Machetzoinim, like Aristotle and others from like that, you also in the Chelek Olam Haba, which is Mamash Apella, which is Mamash very chomer. It means you read some non-Jewish books with the wrong type of books, you land up in the Chelek Olam Haba. There are some who want to learn up. Rabbi Kiva means it could cause you to get to the point of in the Chelek Olam Haba, but this is the Pasuk Pshat. It's very, very scary. The Ketanei Kama Augs are Mekiva. Someone who says this cantation on the Pasuk in the Torah, but says this cantation on a Makkah, like Kielu, that's going to give him a refuah. That is also someone in the Chelek Olam Haba. He says the shame, according to Rashi, means the shame of 42 ICS. He says it out. Some say it means Yudke Vavke. That also is not covered Shemayim, and it will not have Chelek Olam Haba. In history, we have three kings and four adyotis that don't have a chelek olam haba. Shlois Malachim is who? Yerovam. Yerovam and Avot was the first king of Malchi Yisrael when split up Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. Achav was a terrible king of Malchi Yisrael. Menashe was a king of Malchi Yehuda. So these three kings do not have a chelek olam haba. Yehuda argues, Yehudaim and Menashe yesh chelek olam haba. Shenem is in the Pasuk, Vayispal Allah, Vayishmat Chinosa, Vayishivei Yerushalayim Lamachusay. That sounds like from this Pasuk Divrei Yomim that Menashe did tshuva. And there is a tzad there that he was king 55 years, 22 years he was a Rasha, and in that last 33 years he did tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he got Chelek Olam Haba. Or Amruloi, where they answer back to Rabbi Yehuda, Mafusa Yeshiva. He didn't do tshuva, he went back to his Malchus. Vayel Chayam Olam Haba. Vayel Chayam Olam Haba Yeshiva. Haba Hadyotis, there are four Hadyotis who don't have Chelek Olam Haba. Bilam, Doeg was one who gave Shaul the idea to kill Nevi Kahanim, Vachi Teufel. He went after Avshalom. Vegechazi, we have to see what these Averis were. Vegechazi was Elisha's attendant. And these are four, don't have Chelek Olam Haba. Now the Kapella is, We said Kol Yisrael is Mechalein Abba. Besides, for Bilam, Bilam's not a Yisrael. So the Rambam in Perush Mishnayis about Varon's this question, and I'll read you his lashon. So he says, the Rambam in Perush Mishnayis says, "V'zachar Bilam, v'hu einim Yisrael." Fisher Chassidi Umas Eilam is Mechalein Abba. V'idiyai ki Bilam Merishay Umas Eilam v'ein Mechalein Abba. You would think maybe if there's anything like Chassidi Umas Eilam, you think it's Bilam. He was a Navi actually. He spoke to Hashem. That's not possible. That's crazy. And still, even Bilam is not considered Chassidim Musayilam, does not have Chelek Olam Haba. Ad kan the Mishnah. So Gemara is the first to discuss the Shaila of Tchias HaMesim. It's in the Mishnah that someone who does not believe in Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, ain't loy Chelek Olam Haba. Well, kol kach lama. So what's pshat in that? Because he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, he loses Chelek Olam Haba. So tomorrow, yeah, it's Midah Kenegan Midah. Tana. Since he was kofer in Tchias HaMesim, he's not going to have a chelek with Tchias HaMesim. Shekol midos v'karis baruch hu midah k'negan midah. Because all midos v'karis baruch hu we're going to read them. Now what does it say in the Gemara? He's not going to have a chelek with Tchias HaMesim. Obviously, Olam Haba, we're saying in Chelek Olam Haba. Obviously, Olam Haba, Shaykh is Tchias HaMesim. This is a Rai, not like the Rambam. You see over here that he's not going to have Olam Haba, he's not going to have Tchias HaMesim. And why? All midas of Karis Baruch Hu, midas k'negan midas. Don't Rav Shmuel Varach Meni Arvi Yenison. Menayin shkol midas yisof shal Karis Baruch Hu, midas k'negan midas. How do you know that all midas of Karis Baruch Hu was always measure for measure? Shenem says in the Pasuk. There's a maisa in Nach, where there was a big hunger, and Elisha told, it was Achav's captain, and he told him that, by the way, tomorrow, the price of food is going to go down. For crazy, the saws will go down to a shekel, sasayim, sa'irim b'shekel. We can be abundance of food, even though it's big hunger. And b'shar shomron. And the captain said, "What are you talking about? You think Hashem's going to open up something, windows in the skies, and food's going to fall out? How's that possible? It's not possible." And what happened was, you have to look at Nach. It's a whole parak Nach. There's a whole maysa where there were four mitzrayim sitting outside, and they were very hungry, and they said, "You know what? We're going to die over here. We might as well go to this." There was the big camp of Aram that they were all camped out, ready to attack Klal Yisrael. And he said, "Let's go to the camp there, see if we get some food. And if we get killed, okay, we're going to die here anyway." And they come to the camp of Aram, and they see the camp is deserted. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. They just left everything and ran. All the money, all the gold, all the food, everything. And they ran away. So first they took some of the stuff and hid it. Then they said, "You know, maybe we should tell the, you know, the Melech about this." So they sent the message that Aram is deserted. So first they were scared that maybe it's just a trap. But Maya said they went. They sent a few spies and they saw Taka. They mamash left everything on the road. They ran away. There was a big nace that Karis Baruch made that Armenian army thought they heard like chariots. They thought someone was attacking them and they just ran. They just left. They fled. And they left everything there. And because of that, there was abundance of money and food that just came into the area, and the price dropped in 1 minute. 1 minute. And Lamaisa, everyone ran to get the food and the gold and silver, and this captain was trampled. And that was the Midah K'negan Midah. So that's the next three lines of Gemara that I just went outside. Let's see it inside now. So how do you know all midos for Karis Baruch Hu is going to be? Ke'es macha tomorrow saw soilas b'shekel v'sasayim sarim b'shekel b'shar shomron in the doors of shomron. V'chsev v'yana shalosh, he's the captain. Asher la melech nishna yoday, that the whole king relied on him. It said you think it'd be windows in the sky? You'll see it, but you won't eat there. That's what Elisha told him. And on top of our base now, v'chsev, you know what happened? V'hiloi kain, this is the 20 psukim later after the whole story we just said over. V'hiloi kain, v'yirm su'oiseon v'shar v'yamas. They trampled him and he died. So you see, midah k'negan midah. Great thing, Mara, maybe there was because of the klal of Elisha. What do you see midah k'negan midah there? But Dilma kilos Elisha garmalei. Don't worry, don't worry. Kilos kocham. I feel achinam iba. Even for nothing comes in. Kol shekin here, where he deserved it. In Cain, the Mara says, look the krav. Vayimshu vayamas. He got trampled, he died. Why is he bishar? My Bisharal Iske Shara, on the Iske Shara, that he said that there's no such thing, Hashem can't do it, because of that, the Midah Kenegan Midah, what? The thing that he said can't be happen is the thing that killed him. And that's Midah Kenegan Midah. That's Midah Kenegan Midah. And Mashal Bavar is that we have all the places in the entire Midah Kenegan Midah, all the Pesukim, why have to pick this case? This case, the Chiddush is, even though someone didn't do a Maisa, usually Midah Kenegan Midah is you do a Veira. You do a Veira, you get Midah Kenegan Midah. Here the Chiddush is, even though he just said or thought something, he got Midah Kenegan Midah. And that teaches Tchias Meis Moso. He didn't have to do anything. You just said, ain't Tchias Meis Moso in the Torah. You still get Midah Kenegan Midah and not have Tchias Meis. So the Gemara Vayta Omer Rabbi Yechidon, or some take it on Rabbi Yechidon, Midah and Tchias Meis Moso in the Torah. What's Taka? The mekar for tchias ha'meisim in atayra shenemar says in the pasuk who should give tshuma to v'nasata menu as tshuma as Hashem l'aron ha'kayin. Now remember something. Where is the chi of tshuma? Is the chi of tshuma in the midbar? No. So chi of tshuma is in Eretz Yisrael. Did Aaron go to Eretz Yisrael? No. So must be tchias ha'meisim. V'chi Aaron lo'ilim kayim. Well, you nichas Eretz Yisrael. You didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Shenayis not chuma. I'm a lamech. Also, lechayo is v'yisrael. It's not chuma. It's even here that it's going to be tchias ha'meisim and you give him chuma. Mekal tchias ha'meisim in atayru. That's one makar. The Be'er Rishvol Tana, not another makar. The pshat in the pasuk why it says Aaron a kohen. The Be'er Rishvol Tana la Aaron ka Aaron. Ma Aaron chaver. Just like Aaron was a chaver, was a talmud chacham. Ma bonav chaverim. You only give chuma to chaverim. Almost for Achmin Arvinison, Menayin she noy stim chuma la kohen amarot. Heino should not give chuma to kohen amarot. She comes in the pasuk. By Yoimar la Om lo Yoishvei Yerushalayim loses. Minas hakahanim v'alaviim l'man yechzigu v'taris Hashem, and we see the reason why you give them is to be stuck in taris Hashem. If they don't learn taris Hashem, don't give them any tshuma. Kamach taris Hashem yesh le minas v'shein machzig v'taris Hashem ein le minas. They don't get a portion. You should not give them tshuma. Amar v'acha ba'adam Rav Huda kol noisin tshuma l'koyin am aretz. Anyone gives tshuma to koyin am aretz ki ilu noisin l'fnei ari. It's ki ilu gave it to a lion. Why similar to a lion? Ma ari. If he finds an animal, sofek deris vayichel, either he eats it on the spot, he rips it to pieces and eats it, sofek and deris vayichel, brings it back to his place. So the same thing, and if it brings it back to his place, it gets spoiled and rotten. Afkayin amaretz, we don't know what he's going to do, it's just chance. He might eat a betaira punkt, or might be betumah, he's not makbet. And betumah is like, that's like the masriach. Afkayin amaretz, sofek ayichel betaira, sofek ayichel betumah. So this way, you don't give it to amaretz, because he's not makbet on tumas. You should not give him truma. You're causing him to die. Shenema, it says that if you eat truma, you get misdei shemayim. You give him a lot of averus because you need truma a bunch of times. So the first mahalach, the how do you know that chizmei shemayim was from this pasuk Aaron Kain? And we said a few other drashas. We said Aaron Kain also come and tell us that you should not give truma to Am Aretz. Tanya Rav Simoyah Yom Menayim Tchias Meis Menayim Taira. Shunem, it says in the Pasuk, this is in the beginning of Parashas Va'era, it says, V'gam ha'kimoisi es brisi itom losis lahem es eretz kanan, that I want to uphold my covenant to give them the avos es eretz Yisrael, es eretz kanan. Don't say lahem to you, it says lahem. L'nem lahem. I, they're not alive anymore, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov. They're talking about, it says Va'ira Elava. It says that's where it starts off the parasha. It says I made up to them. I want to keep the covenant. I said I'm going to give them Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean them? They're not alive anymore. Ela Mekan Tchias Meisim in Atayru. See Tchias Meisim in Atayru. And the simon is Tzedek Gam Geshem Gam. They changed the Tzerek. We'll see. It's a Shvara Simon. I am Rasha, but there's different ways to read the simon. Shalom minyan zvang miyam. Menayim zvang baruch hu mechayim eisim. How do you know Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayim eisim? Om lehem, I can bring a rayim and a tayra and a vim and a ksuvim. But like kibbul menu, they shlugged up everyone. When a tayra, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'ayim ha-Hashem al Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, hinecho shoychev imma v'secho. You're going to die with your fathers, v'kom ha-om ha-zev, v'zona achrei al hei-necha, oretz, ashu ba shama v'kirbay. And they're going to go after v'lezara. So it says, v'kom, and he's going to get back up. So you see that there's chias ha'meisim. Amrloi, what are you talking about? It's going back on the next part of the pasuk that v'kom ha'om azana achrei al hei-necha. That's what it means. They're going to go up and be oibed of v'lezara. So they argued that right. Menan neviim, tichsiv. It says in the pasuk. This is the first pasuk. Because yichyu meisecha nevelasi yikumun. It says yichyu meisecha nevelasi yikumun. Yichyu Meisach, number one, Meisach will live. Nevelasi Yekumun, which Rashi means the Nephilim, even the stillborns will wake up. Hikitsu V'ranu Sheikh De'afa. Kital Eirois Talach Averts Farm Tapel. The first pasuk that's going to be Tchias Ameisim. So you see, Klof on the VM, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that there is Tchias Ameisim. Gemara says, no, maybe no Tchias Ameisim. That pasuk was specific Meisa. That after Yeshaya lived a Navi called Yecheskel, and by Yecheskel, Yitaka one time he himself was Bechaya Meisim. And then Meisim Shehech Yen Yecheskel. So that's not right either. Menachsuvim, the Chsiv says the pasuk Shir Hashirim, Chiki Kiyayin Atoiv, Hoylech Adoy Dil Mesharim, Doiv Sufsi Yeshenim. That even the sleepy ones, the ones who are dead, are going to start talking again. So you see clearly that there is Tchias Meisim. No, no, but Dilma, maybe it just means that the Minim said them that their lips will move in the cave, which means people will say over their Torah. The commission anyone they say Allah in his name after he dies, his lips move in the cave. So they cannot convince the Minim. Mikra this pasuk. A pasuk we say three times, two times later at least. It says that Hashem is going to give them the Eretz Yisrael. You're all living today. Of course you're living today. I'm talking to you. So what does that mean? That you're living today like Hayoyim. Ma Hayoyim Kulchem Kayomim, Af Il Maba Kulchem Kayomim. You're going to live forever just like you're living today. And that's even this pasuk that Dchias Mesim in Atayr. Shalu Raymi Mes Rav Yishuv and Chananya. Menayin to Kosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim, Viyadei Mashash Lias. How do you know Kosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim? And he knows the future. Omo Lahu, Tavayim and Mikra Azeh. They're both from this pasuk. Shnema Vayimah Hashem El Moshe. So see two things. First of all, you see they've come. He's going to get up for Tchias Meisim. Second of all, you see they're going to do Avad Zara. So he knows the future also. So they said back then, "V'dum v'kam am v'kam is going to Amar Zev Zana." Okay, I'm like, "Nakutu miapagi v'dachu." At least half what you asked, I showed you. The day Amash Osli is that God's Baruch Hu knows what's going to be. He knows the future. This pasuk, which become, it can be read on Moshe, and we also see the Vizona, they're going to go after Elohim Acherim, so you see that they know the future. The Minim held that there's no Tchias Meisim in the Torah, and therefore they took out certain things from the Svarim, from the Torah. And I proved them wrong. Amar to Lahem, you tried to mezayif for Torah, it didn't help you anything. Why? Shat ma'imrim, ain't chiyas meisim ha'tayra. L'mayis ha'rei oimrim, the pasuk says, hikaris tikaris, double lashon. Hikaris tikaris ha'nefesh hu, if someone does avodah zarah, he will get karis, says double lashon. Hikaris tikaris ha'nefesh hu avodah zarah. So hikaris tikaris ba'el ma'azeh. Avodah zarah la'emes, la'av la'em ba. It said hikaris tikaris ba'el ma'azeh. And right now we're not dashing double lashon. So karis to karis means in this world. Avoyna ba, yaz avera means lamest, must be lav lo oilam abba, must be lo oilam abba. So you see lo oilam abba from the Torah. Only a popular abaya, lame lo tavayu, but karis to karis. Why didn't you just learn after double loss in karis to karis? So inu ava amrilay, because then the kusim would say, the meaning would say, divra terigosh beyadam. Gemara says, ba'etzem is katanoi. It says in the pasuk karis to karis. So the Rav Akiva darshan is a karis b'el mazet, the karis l'om abad. The Rav Akiva, I'm going to be small. If he darshan every word of karis to mean a different oilam, so of like for Nemar, it says a different pasuk. Es Hashem u'megad v'nichusol. According to Rav Shmuel, that pasuk is not talking about Varach Hashem, talking about avodah zarah. So this is the third time v'nichusol. So he's telling me v'chisloish olam yesh, ella must be v'nichusol b'el mazet. He karis l'olam abad, but a karis to karis is not a different talking about Hashem. You don't darshan that. But in both Mandi Amrim, don't dash on Avayin Abba, which means like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, he dashes Ikaris to Karis, Ikaris by Al Mazeh, to Karis by Al Mahabba. And we see Tchias Meisim that. What do you do with Es Hashem or Megad Vinichas according to Rabbi Kiva? That Pasuk Mavarach Es Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel holds Es Hashem or Megad Vinichas talking about Avayin Zara. What do you have extra Ikaris to Karis? He holds a different Dalai Lashem Yadam. But Avayin Abba, we don't dash in. So what do you do with Avayin Abba? Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Avoyin Abba, Maya Avdi Bey. Look at the Tanya. Yocha filo also tshuva. Maybe if you did tshuva, you still get karis. Only said, only if the avoyna ba, that's the only time I said that you get karas. But if someone does tshuva, he could do tshuva bekaras. Like Rashi says, shalei shav koydem misa have bekaras. Have a shav, he did tshuva, he does not get karas. And he will get on my ba also. Shalei kilipat patra malkas ashrameya. A certain queen, either it's an Egyptian queen or a Greek king, queen, Ezra Meir, Amra Yedana the Chaya Shechvi. I know you hold that the Bichis Vesim, right? And I agree, it's Chis Vesim. The Pasuk says, Ve'etzitzu Meir, they're going to come, sprout out of Yerushalayim, Ke'esav Aretz. So they go through the tunnels and come out in Yerushalayim, Ke'esav Aretz. Ve'ela, I just want to know, because Oimdim Arumim, they come up without clothing, Oy Blu V'Sheyim, Oimdim. When they wake up from Chis Vesim, they're going to come out with their clothing or without the clothing. And when it says with the clothing, it's a shayla, does it mean with the tachrichim or with the frak? It's a shayla in the Tosfos. But that's the question. Do they come out dressed or not dressed? On my law, so Rameyer answered her, kavachem mechita. Ma chita shenikbra aruma, you bury it without anything over it. Yoitza bekam levushim comes out with a bunch of stalks, a bunch of different coverings. Tzadikim shekram levushim, they get buried with their tachrichim, which just sounds like levushim with tachrichim. Lachas kam vekama, avada, they will come out with clothing. Again, it's a shav, means tachrichim not, but they definitely, tchias amesim, the people will get up together with, they'll be all clothes when they wake up with tchias amesim.